Welcome to New Hope Ministries. New Hope Ministries is a part of New Hope Community Church in Mount Pleasant, Pennsylvania. Please listen or subscribe to our podcast by visiting newhopecommunitychurch.podomatic.com or listen to us on iTunes. Now here's Pastor Michael with this year's poem, as he writes a poem every year for Christmas Eve. "'Twas the Day Before." The title of my poem for this year is "'Twas the Day Before." "'Twas the day before Christmas, and I know this one true thing. God told me in January that I'd lose everything, because only in Him He desired me to trust. And what temporary things I trust in will all one day turn to dust. It started with a meeting, one my now boss was not aware, with a whole bunch of peers that had concerns and cares, that I could not visit congregants with new rules like having two. They didn't like my clothes, my hair, or my shoes. They said my wife had lied about her life and other terrible things. It caused me much pain inside, made me feel I was forced to change. Some of them were constructive and were looking for my best, but some of them, they broke me, judgmental, all the rest. That's how the pain all started. There were other factors too. I wanted to be accepted for me and do what God wanted me to do. There were other things that happened, but it would take too much time. So I'll step a couple years more into this 'Twas the Christmas rhyme. A couple years after, the church numbers, they did grow. The body had expanded. Outreach started to move and go. I prayed I would have some help for many things I did alone. My prayers were finally answered. At least I thought God made them known. Over 30 outreaches done in 2016. Hundreds of tracts, good news spread, but truth was finally seen. The beginning of 2017, two sides that came about. I realized things were being used. All this negative stuff came out. Next, I watched more things unfold, more loss that I had found. It seemed that every Sunday something new was going down. Someone else had left the church, or someone close had died. Every week I started off all hurt and sad inside. I was driving to celebrate my friend Doug. I got halfway to church when on my heartstrings something tugged. My sister, she had called me, and I began to cry. My pop-pop, who I truly loved, he had gone and died. This was one of many Sundays which I would celebrate. Then after church I would sit down, get news that wasn't great. No more Sunday night church. Another one leaves. One more thing allowed to take. God allowing me to lose it all. Another place my heart would break. 'Twas 6 months before Christmas. Logically, I had all I could hold. To look at the mess in the physical with all that could unfold. God spoke to me again, clearly, with what he read. Instead of looking at the mess, trust him completely in it, he said. Next, my daughter and her trauma that causes great pain inside. She beats on me, she runs away, while truth I try to guide. This year was one of her worst ones yet, as we tried to love her so. Now the experts are all saying to us, we need to let her go. But how could I leave out the most important part of all? My fingers pointing to everything else who caused this mighty fall. But I have to include the greatest part, you see, that it all wouldn't be complete if blame wasn't placed on me. Because in all of this, I screwed up, and faults that followed through. I made some stupid mistakes because of my pain too. Accepted advice and wisdom, which I thought was the best. Took focus off of God, things that were a mess. In all things, I prayed this very year for God to start a process to fix and make stuff clear. Because when life is this bad, one thing is a Christian must, to take it all to his cross and in him fully trust. 'Twas the day before Christmas in 2017. I'm losing all I stand on from what I clearly see. God allowing me to feel like Job as this Christmas will arrive, or Elijah under the juniper tree who doesn't want to be alive. But when God told me I'd lose it all, he also told me too I would lose temporary stuff, but losing him won't do. The thing that God desired, though, was that I'd truly see what he said after all is done: you'll never ever lose me. Because God is the author and finisher of our faith. He's with us on the mountain and when things aren't truly great. He allows us to have painful thorns in our sides, but those are there so more in him we will abide. Then I learned so many new things as this train wreck of a year went down. Being balanced in heavenly mindedness and earthly good, I finally found to live day to day, to find little victories and in them joy. I saw my faults and worked on them, trying hard not to annoy. I don't know what 2018 holds, but I'm glad this year will end. It may be worse than 2017 with the message that it sends. No matter how bad for any of us, I hope we all will see. We may lose everything dear to us, but God says you'll never, ever lose me. Christmas means so much more to me. Now the mess of this year has happened. I'm learning more and seeing things that really, truly matter. To realize some things I believe are important aren't part of God's whole plan. That there are things we feel aren't meant to happen, that God's working in his hands. That when we are walking on his path, at times there is a cost. That the things that don't belong with him will disappear and be lost. That we should continue on and walk the best we can in his ways, focusing on what matters most, his presence in our days. 'Twas the day before Christmas, and I want to share. Jesus Christ came to us, and he will always be there. Because people will let us down, even those closest to you. They will go back on what they say, and let us down at times too. But that is because we are all flawed, even me who is a pastor. but the one who will never let us down is God, the one true Master. He came to earth as we celebrate tomorrow on Christmas Day. Emmanuel, God with us, who wants you to remember he's there if you decide to pray. Merry Christmas to everyone. I know that I'm not the only one here who probably had what we would consider probably the worst year of our lives. Even now as I'm talking on the podcast, I realize there's probably people even listening to me that are saying, I can't wait till 2017 is finally over, because it's been horrible. But I just want to encourage you today. Like I said, at the beginning of the year, God spoke to me in January, and he told me that I was going to lose everything. That everything around me was going to be lost. But then he told me, after that, the most important part. You may lose everything, but you'll never lose me. And that's the thing. We may lose everything, but we won't lose God. He wants us to trust in him completely. And I have decided, and I've been doing this for a while now, because I don't trust him completely, and I'll just be honest with that. I thought I did, and then whenever I thought I did, God would take something away from me, and he would take something, and it would fall apart, and it would just be horrible, and I'd be like, Lord, I don't trust you in this situation. I don't trust you here. I thought I did. The thing is, I want to completely trust God. And I hope that you want to completely trust God too. So let's go into 2018 today with a clear understanding that God will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And no matter what we lose, no matter how hard it may be, we will never lose him. Because he is God, and he is on the throne. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I hope that your 2018 will be a blessed one. May the Lord work in our lives in 2018. I know he has a plan for mine. I don't know what it is yet, but I do know that as I go into 2018, he will help me and he will work with me. And I know he'll work with you too. Merry Christmas. Let's pray. Lord, I just lift up each and every person listening to my voice right now and ask, Father, that you would just help them to trust you completely. Lord, if they feel alone today, if they feel hurt today, Lord, I pray, Father, that you would help them to realize they are not alone, that you will never leave them nor forsake them, that you care about them and that you love them, Lord. I thank you, Father, and I give you praise for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Merry Christmas from New Hope Ministries. If you enjoyed this message, please continue to listen or subscribe by visiting newhopecommunitychurch.podomatic.com or listen to us on iTunes. Thank you very much, everyone. I hope your Christmas is wonderful tomorrow. I hope it's blessed with family and friends and loved ones. But let's remember, as we celebrate Christmas, to not forget, in the midst of all the presents and all the family and all the joy that we're having, help us to remember to look above to the reason that we truly celebrate Christmas, Jesus Christ. And don't forget, there's always new hope in Jesus. God bless you.